February 15, 2003, in solidarity with over 600 worldwide protests, approximately 2,000 to 3,000 demonstrators gathered at Palmer Park in Colorado Springs, Colorado, to voice their opposition of a potential United States invasion of Iraq. Neither the cold, crisp winter air nor the inadequate sound system was enough to dispirit the crowd. By noon, the crowd had more than tripled in size, including many in clever costume, others bearing evocative signs. A couple of KBFR's pirates combed the crowd, asking people about the messages on their signs.
My name's Frankie, and I'm glad to say that peace is patriotic. We don't have to be for war to be an American patriot.
Hi, my name is Laurel Smith. I'm an attorney, and I brought a sign saying, "Stop Reichsfuhrer Rumsfeld." And we're acting like the imperialists. Don't we ever learn?
I'm very disturbed about the behavior of this administration. I feel like we have a president who wasn't even elected by the popular majority, and he's behaving as if he has a mandate. And it's not only this war with Iraq, but it's, you know, the environment, it's legislation against women. He just appointed this very ultra-conservative FDA guy to the women's, what's the panel called? It's the birth and health control something panel. Anyway, that was good. I really feel like people need to start saying, no, this is not okay with us. And I hope, you know, I actually was hoping for a bigger crowd down here. I'm a little disappointed. But, I mean, I'm really pleased that around the world people are standing out and saying, you know, hold on. And I'm also really concerned about the reputation of the United States in the world. And we're behaving in a really appalling way, and it's embarrassing to me, and I don't think it represents what people believe or think in this country. So I think that we have a president who is acting like a king and not like a president. So that's why I'm here.
Well, we kill no child. We're thinking that if Iraq is attacked by Bush, it will be the children who suffer. Margaret and I lived for 30 years in Okinawa and Maine, Japan. We saw the results of war in Okinawa. We have been to Hiroshima and Nagasaki many times, and it is always the common people, the children, who suffer. On the other side, we should not rule the world. We should not be spreading American empire. And that's exactly what our president is trying to do.
Well, let's see. It says, obsession explained. It's got a picture of Bush, and in his imagination, he's bombing children in Iraq. And the explanation is, because Osama has no oil.
Nice. And what's the website you have there?
This is the Colorado Campaign for Middle East Peace, ccmep.org. It's an excellent source of information about what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Palestine, just basically the Middle East. Also, a lot of information about spy files. Right. My name's Richard Myers. Nice to talk to you.
Great, thanks.
So I made this sign this morning. It says, a better use for duct tape, and this gag W. I have a little picture of George Bush, and I put some duct tape over his mouth. You know, everybody's talking about buying duct tape to seal up your house. It's kind of silly.
What do you think of that stuff? You think those are real concerns? Or
I think they're trying to jumpstart the economy. The duct tape market is, you know, really hasn't been doing well, so they're trying to sell some more duct tape.
Plastic feeding, too.
Oh, yeah.
My sign is the corporate American flag by Adbusters, A-D-B-U-S-T-E-R-S. And in lieu of the magnificent 50 stars, it has corporate logos. Now, some people may be offended about this, but the fact is, the truth hurts. Above my flag, there is a picture of Richard Dick Cheney, who in 1986 said, I quote, I had better things to do in the 1960s than military service, close quote. He now thinks that as CEO of Halliburton, you may know that he sold $26.8 million worth of merchandise to the evil one, Saddam Hussein, as recently as the year 2000. We're not allowed to talk about this, though, in our media. So now he wants to engage in war against his former customer, Saddam Hussein. He's quite the man, Dick Cheney, quite the American patriot, a real American who stands up for values like bullets, bombs, beef, and of course, oil. Dick's got his oil mustache, and above his forehead it says, got oil. And, you know, again, he is a real American, a true patriot. He's what makes this country great. Men, white patriarchal men such as Dick, are the reason we're such a great country today. God bless America.
Really, it ranges everything from how, you know, political activities, overtly political activities, back all the way to how you live your life. Every, you know, what you eat, what you throw away, where you drive, where you walk, what you say, what you think. So it really, the answer to that is everything. It's probably not less than everything at this point.
If you are working for peace, yet paying for war, that there's like, the math doesn't add up. You know, there's like a disconnect right there. And so, you know, that just kind of like stopped me in my tracks. And so I became a war tax resister. And so I take the monies, that's not to be confused with a tax evader, because I take the monies that I would pay and donate them to causes that are actually doing some good for humankind. And so it's a tough sell, though, because actually, I mean, I think people have incorporated at the cellular level, you know, that statement that, you know, the only two things that are certain are death and taxes, you know. And so, you know, whenever you bring up the possibility that, you know, we're talking about a choice here, you know, you're talking into the black hole. And so it's really pretty frustrating. But, you know, kind of a very clear-cut sign to me about, you know, the power of the strategy is there was, like, you know, today is National Peace Day, International Peace Day all over the world. And, you know, back in the 80s, there was like a similar gathering up at the United Nations in conjunction with the anti-nuclear movement. And, you know, I think a million people were gathered together at the United Nations.
Yeah, one of the biggest protests ever.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And at that time, Alexander Haig, who was Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State, said, let them march all they want as long as they continue to pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that makes it very clear to me where the power is, you know. And so, you know, I'm just kind of carrying this sign today that says, for all you people out there in radio land, the sign says, if you're working for peace, stop paying for war. And then on the back side, it says, your taxes, your president, your name, your war. And so, you know, people that, I mean, that say not in my name, I mean, it's kind of like a trendy thing to say right now, but if people are paying those taxes, then I can't see any other way but, you know, that their names are on those bombs. And so it's very discouraging for me, and I think people are deluding themselves and are deeply steeped in denial about that whole thing.
So where can folks find out more information about being a war tax resister?
Actually, there is a website. It's National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee, and so those initials. So it's nwtrcc.org. And there is information there about that.
It's unfortunate, you see. This
term war is a euphemism for terrorism. Using this
violent peace promise, yeah.
Well, I remember euphemism, war against terrorism, in fact, is a cover for the administration being the world's major terrorist. The estimated military expenditures bombing Afghanistan, $60 billion. And I'm unable to discover estimated casualties of innocent Afghanistan. Radioactive material in the Gulf area now has increased immensely the incidence of lung cancer among breast cancer among young women and leukemia among the children in the Gulf area, because the U.S. military forces have dumped the radioactive materials there.
It says prevail through peace. It has a picture of Mahatma Gandhi, and it says there is no peace for individuals or for nations without practicing truth and nonviolence to the uttermost extent possible for man. The policy of retaliation has never succeeded. Rise above revenge, wage peace. And actually, this sign was made by our younger son, who was living with us after 9/11. And this is his statement, really. So I'm carrying it for him.
My sign says war is terror, because I feel like war brings terrorism. Like, war is a perpetuation of terrorism. How can dropping bombs on people create peace? It makes absolutely no sense. I feel like our administrators aren't thinking in their actions at all. They say that they want to eradicate terrorism, but only terrorism as they define it, basically. So it's just a matter of what you consider to be terror. And
what do you think terror is?
Oh man, that's a good question. creating fear, creating a feeling of just when people are not, like, feeling of not being safe, fear. Like, there's a lot of just fear in everything that's going on. Like, they want to scare us into going along with what they say, or scare people into doing what they want. And I think that's like a form of terror, scaring your freedom, scaring your ability to do what you think is right.
Yeah.
Well, my sign here says the Tree of Liberty is not a bush. And I was actually inspired, this isn't my original thought, I stole it from watching the rally in D.C. a few weeks ago, and I thought it was very funny seeing it on Free Speech TV. Just think that it's a softer way to reach maybe some people in this town that are pro-military and pro-war, that the message, you know, it's kind of funny.
Okay, well, this sign says Bush, warmonger or corporate tool.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a rhetorical question.
Right.
We feel that it's Bush is a warmonger and a corporate tool. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like Bush is pushing the country into war at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that there's corporate interests in Iraq and all over the world, which Bush is basically a spokesperson for.
Mm-hmm.
And not only a spokesperson, of course, but a powerful person in favor of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this sign is a sarcastic rhetorical question implying both.
So do you think he'll be listening in the administration to the protests going around the world today?
Well, I hope that he'll be listening. I wouldn't really think listening as much as noticing. I don't think he's much of a listener, but I hope that the administration starts to realize that many people around the world, and especially in this country, don't support this war.
Well, Power of Pride. I see these Power of Pride bumper stickers all over the place, and I feel that it's just completely absurd. Like, all I see coming out of it is death and destruction, the power of pride. Pride is one of the seven deadly sins, I believe, and these people that probably claim to be Christians, I mean, I might be making judgments on them, but they seem like Christian type, tote these power of pride things around, and it just seems just against what they probably believe, so... Of course, like the mark of the beast there, 666. So.
After the rally, demonstrators overtook the nearby intersection of Academy Boulevard and Maysland Road, lining both sides of the street for nearly a mile. An overall festive mood, complete with drums and chanting, greeted passing motorists who honked, flashed peace signs, and waved in solidarity. Enthusiastic demonstrators overflowed into the streets, blocking traffic from Maysland to Constitution Avenue. The Colorado Springs police stopped traffic in both directions indefinitely. Once the street was blocked, police and riot gear arrived on the scene. With an insufficient bullhorn, they announced that anyone failing to evacuate the street would be arrested. Many failed to hear the barely audible warning, but the crowd spread the message quickly, moving to the median and the sidewalk. Although a small group of anarchists countered the police line, most stayed on the sidewalk. However, the standoff resulted in several arrests. The crowd began to thin as many demonstrators walked back towards Palmer Park. The riot police followed in lockstep, herding the demonstrators to a field across from Palmer Park, where people were getting into their cars. The Colorado Springs Police Department then dispersed several rounds of tear gas into the crowd. Amidst the bitter cloud, tear gas canisters were hurled back behind police lines by the dispersing crowd. Relentless, the police pressed the crowd into a nearby residential area. The police, advancing closely upon the remaining demonstrators, began pepper spraying them at close range.
I got it. We need water.
I got water right here.
Okay. Here, put your hands away. Do not rub your eyes.
Come on, I gotta open your eyes.
They kicked it up into my face. We were standing over there, first of all, like when the whole fights broke out, a woman started it. She pushed her way through us and attacked one of the guys. So after the fight broke loose, we started walking away. She tried to walk up to our car. We're trying to tell them, our car's that way. We're trying to leave, and they tried to mace me. I turn away, the guy kicks my sign up into my face.
She sits down, the cops come and start to touch her. I ask them nicely, I said, please do not touch her. You're not wanted here. This is why, this is because of you. I said, if we touched you like that, that would be assault. Please don't touch her. They wouldn't stop. He pointed the mace can in my face and threatened to spray me because I was trying to take care of my friend. We didn't do anything wrong. When they asked us to move off of the sidewalks, we moved off the sidewalks. And then as we were turning to walk away, they shot the tear gas at us.
Did you get it?
It broke by my foot. Like, I felt a little bit of it, but it wasn't that bad. I got mace in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That was ridiculous. We're trying to walk to our car. We're telling them this, and he just maces us.
He got pepper spray for the cops were pushing back, and he was walking away, and they pepper sprayed him probably from behind even. I saw him pepper spraying people who were walking and, like, coming up like that on him.
So, like, point blank.
Yeah, point blank. People walking away, you know, like they want us to, and they pepper spray.
Totally unprovoked.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, peaceful resistance. He was walking away. He was moving back like they wanted him to. And they were completely unprovoked in tear gassing us as well.
Yes.
You're trying. Quit shooting shit at us.
You're allowed to leave the park.
We're trying.
Right now. It's an unlawful assembly. Leave the area or be arrested.
We're trying.
Assembly. I see people walking.
There's no assembly.
In addition to the Palmer Park rally, Colorado Springs was host to another protest on February 15th. 300 demonstrators gathered at Peterson Air Force Base for an act of civil disobedience at the home of the Northern Command. The Northern Command, established in 2002 by the Department of Defense, unifies the efforts of all previously established military organizations and is in charge of Homeland Security. In total, 33 arrests occurred. 13 at Palmer Park, and 21 at Peterson Air Force Base. If you were at the protest and feel that the Colorado Springs Police Department acted inappropriately, you can make a complaint by going to springsgov.com and clicking on Public Safety. For more information about the peace movement in the Boulder area, see magneticabyss.com. For Real Public Radio News, this is Rosie Diaz. RPR News is produced in affiliation with KBFR 95.3 FM, Boulder, Colorado.